We're glad that you've joined us this Sunday morning, and God bless you. We're hoping things are going well for you. We encourage you to be listening to these messages. There's over 300 here, close to 400, and they'll change your lives. Father, we just thank you, and we praise you, we give you glory and honor for your presence, your loving countenance, the things that you do that are we don't even know. They're so beyond us, but they do glorious things for us, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for touching this scripture that Brother Freedom has asked us to read, in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading in St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 31 and following. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. And Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, and whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he's not aware, and he will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
Thank you very much. Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the privilege that you've given to me to be able to speak just these few times for you. Lord, I count it as a blessing, and I pray that some were out there listening in right now, that they might be touched by these words that come from you. Let them know that I am nothing within myself, and you are my strength. You're the one that helps me, that delivers me, that sets me on the way toward heaven. Father, I give you glory, praise, and honor. I pray that you'll bless this word, bless my mouth, bless my whole being for you this day, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, a topic for this message today, quality or quantity. The part that I want to bring out first is Jesus spent a lot of time in these parables. I read yesterday parable after parable, and each one of them is related to basically someone living through this life at the end of that to be ready when that time is fulfillment. And Matthew says there were five that were wise and five were foolish. The wise went and took oil within their lamps, and the foolish didn't take any oil. It says when the bridegroom came, the righteous went out and they had plenty of oil. They says, give it to us. And they says, no, if we give you our oil, we won't have enough for oil. So actually, the foolish missed out on the coming. And I think there's parable after parable that relates to, that's what Jesus came for. Him coming here is for that event, that last event. That's what this all, the whole Bible is written for. What's going to take place at that last time that all of us enter into eternity. That's what it's all about. This is sections that we touch every day and parts that we take, that's for me, and we grow in that, and we're supposed to be growing in the direction toward His coming. I really believe that we have failed because we went in for quantity. We want to see people saved so desperately, and I see it. Even myself, I've been in jail. I've worked with men, and I worked that they might be saved, that they might not miss that wonderful day. But you know, in that, here about 20, maybe 30 years ago, I had a dream. In this dream, I dreamed that I see 1 million babies were dead. And oh, it was so hard on me. And the Lord would not, He said, I'm going to just keep it in your mind for 3 days, and then I'll tell you what it is. Oh, it's so sad. I mean, I seen all these babies died. And they were beautiful little babies, and they died. And I didn't think this up. I mean, it just comes. The Lord spoke to my heart, says, this is those that are saved. And after they stay, they're left alone, and they starve to death, and they die spiritually. And that from that day on, I started seeing a different angle, seeing a different direction that the Lord had, that many are called, but few are chosen. God's here that we might be restored, that we might be blessed, that we might be ready at His coming. And that being ready is being prepared. It takes quality to be ready. Now, quantity, it means everybody's going to make it. But you know, I worked on equipment, and something was put together too hastily, fast. There was generally something wrong with it. Or myself, you get to working too fast, you make the mistakes, you got to go back, make sure it's got quality in what you're doing. And I believe the same is us being Christians. We need that quality that supersedes quantity. Every time you've got quantity, you have problems. When you take great numbers of things and you have quantity, there's always something that's not quite right. But when you take time and have quality, you generally prove it out step by step. You see, whatever you're doing, you learn. A school that goes in for quality has first-class students. A school that goes in for quality doesn't have first-class students. It's just that simple. And we as God's people must realize that's what the churches have done. I really do. I've seen it. And these people, when they get saved, yes, it's wonderful getting people saved. But I wonder about all the people that I have no connection with them now. But what if they're not where they should be? I have not no control over it. But what I'm saying, if I had, where I could connect them, then I should follow it up and stay with them until they grow into maturity. Now, I know some men that went in the pastors, became pastors and that I literally did. I stayed right in their corner, and it was very hard for me because some were pretty hard to deal with. But I did it because that's what God wants us to do, that they're where they should be, maintaining a level that's above reproach. And we as God's people need to realize that God, He says, seek ye first His kingdom. It's a pretty high calling. I don't believe there's any higher calling on earth. There's a lot of occupations. Housewife is a pretty high occupation because it goes in the family of God. And the breadwinner is a pretty high occupation. But in that, you have different occupations that work in these areas. And like all people are not doctors. All people are not nurses. Not storekeepers. There's different occupations. But God is one, that's what we're in our livelihood, but in God, He's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. And what Jesus did in those days, I think we should do today. He says, seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added unto you. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, many that have been be that enter that, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. So in a curriculum that a school has, if you'd have to get that in a place that you teach people, that's a straight and narrow way. So if it's straight and narrow, you got to make sure it's not very wide. Wide means it's going a lot of different, or way out here. But narrow, it's proceeding in and seeing, seek ye first His kingdom, God's kingdom. The earth, the Lord, and the fullness of all that dwell therein. It says that earth shall pass away, but God's word shall not pass away. When we have too much of the world within us, we lose vision. But the earth is big. The Bible says we can't have the love of the world in our heart. We'll lose out with God because our minds get on many different things. In schooling, you have to start, when you're doing something, but in my mind, I can only do one thing at a time. I guess women can do two or three things, but I mean, I believe even then they do better probably on keeping their mind stayed on one thing. And God means what He's saying. The prize is so big, it's not, and you don't know exactly when it's going to happen. So that's another strike there. You don't know what's going to happen. The prize is real big and behooves us to do the very best we can if we not miss that. Because in that time, we've got to make sure we're ready. It's like a train that we got to catch in the middle of the night. You don't have to eat. If you have to get there early, you're going to be there or you don't miss the train. And that's the way with our spiritually. We must do all we can do. Read this wonderful word, seeking God. And I don't believe that we can say, well, we can get by with certain things just to have someone want to do it, but it's wrong. I believe that sin is sin. And sin, the Bible says sin is a reproach to any people. Sin can bring us down. And sin's a part that God cannot look at. So if we tell people it's alright, we condone sin, then we're not really doing the will of God. Maybe we're not sinning ourselves, but we're telling someone else okay when you know they're not going to make it by sinning. Just to tell them that, oh, you know, it's alright, you just come into our group we should lay down some effort of learning to do the will of God. I know we grow in grace. We grow in the way of the Lord. But we have to start out in a way that what's our start of faith is sin. So we can get down. If it's not of God, then we're supposed to sort of at least stay away from it. The Bible says, love not the world. Neither things in the world, amen, love of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So what we're doing may not be sinful, but it's taken away from our respect toward God. And when that happens, then we lose our zeal for the direction that God's calling us into. God's going to make us payments. He gives us payments day by day. I mean, He floods us with keeping us safety, keeping us in out of harm's way, healing us when we're sick, all these things. There's pluses in the Lord. When we get out here and deliberately sin, and we say that there's nothing to God's, I believe in the gift of healing. I believe in the gift of faith. I believe in the gift of discernment. Now there's some people that don't believe this, but that's what I believe in. I believe God's package is so big, but if you don't believe it, then you're absent from the gift. These gifts have to have faith to be able to receive that gift. I receive it through faith. I don't know how, but I'm going to have faith in God to believe it. And to go with God also, we got to learn that God wants us to trust in Him. Now, trusting means that are you willing to take the flak? Whatever happens, if it doesn't go right. See, that's where a lot of people, they can't let go of it because they want to have it, but they want to have the cake and eat it. But the Bible says the trust is our part that we have to be able to trust the living God. The Bible says whatsoever not of faith is sin. See, God, Lord, as I read the Word of God, faith is something that we grow into. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we grow toward every experience, every day that we walk, we grow in faith. Now, trust is something a little different than faith because it's when you literally put yourself in a predicament and say, Lord, I trust you. You know, if something happened, that's where we, a lot of times, can we do that? It's easy to trust God when we're going, oh, we got all our bills paid, we got everything's happening, but when we get out here and like it may get pretty soon, we're rough going, then can we trust God? Well, that's when we have to trust Him. He's our way maker. He's our strength. He's our the one that's beyond. I remember one time years ago, I was on my way up to a really cold the fall of the year, and I was going up to a large machine and I lost the oil pressure. And they told me that I better go up there and see what's wrong with it and pull the engine if I had to. There's a heavy engine, big engine. I was cold, about 200 miles away from home. And the Lord, I was speaking to the Lord, and the Lord says, tell you what, the Lord is so wonderful. The Lord didn't tell me to do it a falsehood. I just did exactly what he said. If you can trust me, you don't have to pull this engine down, and I'll take exactly what's wrong. Now, some people say, well, I can't do that because, you know, what if... I said, sure. So I did. I wrote down the list, what he told me, and I called, got on the... We had radios in our trucks, and I radioed back to the company, the shop office, told them what I had. They needed to send a 9-axle truck up there, and I could get it loaded, but it wouldn't do more after one load. Unloaded, maybe it might unload too, but that's about the end of anything that would even move. So I said, you need to come pretty soon. So they did. I gave them the parts list. And one of the mechanics on it, I seen him here a couple months ago. And I remember when I asked him, he says, you had help with that, didn't you? Yeah, I did. But God knows more than we know. Are we willing to trust him? He wants us to literally be able to accept it when he gives it to us and say, oh, Father, you don't know. He knows all. That's what I'm saying. He wants us to be able to connect with him and use what he's given you as knowledge that you can use it in your problem. Go before you. He'll say, lay hands on the sick and the healed are going to recover. They're going to recover. I know when God says it's going to be healed, they're healed. And that's what he wants us to reply to. Trusting in the living God, the faithfulness of God, that God will move upon you in a mighty way. If we don't have any feeling in it ourselves, we just said, well, I don't know. I'm a real good Christian, but I don't believe in that kind of stuff. Well, you're not going to go very far. And there's rewards in doing this. He touches your mind. He renew you. Your restraint. He'll give you the peace that passes the joy of the Lord is, he'll give you joy, he'll give you peace. All these things are unspeakable. The world doesn't even know them, but because you're his child and you're staying faithful to him, he's going to flood you with all these additional helps that you need. Oh, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, long-suffering. Hey, I'm happy. Happy whose man is God's the Lord. That happiness is something the world cannot buy. And you, as a Christian, you have it because you're happy in him, because your trust is in him. You're not looking what you see. The Bible says we look for the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. Well, how does that work? Because I see something out here bad, and I know I see it as good. The world might see it bad, but I see it's okay. So if my spirit is strong, if I believe that way, it's about 1,000 times stronger than someone that don't believe. So, it's automatically when you, it's there. God just does it for you. Not because you're something, because your faith is in him. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf whose hearts that trust in him. And that's how it works. If you don't have no trust, your faith don't go very high. That's why the Bible says it talks when we pray in a mist. We pray in a mist because we don't have it. The faith. The faith is in God. Faith is in the living God of heaven. That he couples you with the Spirit of God. The healing power of God that comes down and touches you. Uplifts you, encourage you. Did you see your brother, your sister healed? The power of God comes, and not just healed, but you see their mind change. You see salvation being moved upon people. You see all these attributes of God because you're just a servant of God. It's no big thing because God's doing it. We're just like the pilot system. We just make the pilot. I don't even have to work my wave my finger. I just got to believe it. Done. I think the last time we seen this, a brother say, and it probably happened more than that, but I heard a few weeks ago, this fellow was pretty bad shape. Word came within service just like now. When the words came, I says,
Spirit of God come down. Oh, I said, he healed right now. He was. He called me on my phone. He, at that time, he was healed. What the glory of God. There's nothing that equals with God and faith. You can remove mountains. You can do great things. Not yourself, but your influence comes from the Spirit of God, the anointing, the strength. He who came in the perfect peace of his mind to stay on thee because we trust in thee. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Pretty plain to me. That is pretty plain. He'll show us great and mighty things that we don't know. We don't know anything, and he knows everything. So why not hook up to the one that knows? You do what we're talking about. If you seek God, you can hook into that line for heaven, and God will use day to day, and you'll see great things happen. You'll see mountains move. You'll see great things happen. I know that I've seen something yesterday that I still can't imagine, but it looks like I could have been seriously hurt in a car accident because I seen the tracks where I was at. This car was sliding. I couldn't see. It was on a blind corner, and he must travel pretty fast. When I seen him, the Lord just says, go for it. And I went, but anyway, where he slid through was where I was. The Lord's mighty. I know it shook him up so bad he couldn't drive for a while. It really touched him. God is real. We don't know anything. It's all by faith that connects him to him. We don't go in and we don't manipulate him. We don't. Even your paying your tithes is not going to get it there. It's your heart, your spirit, your faith in him. The absolute that brings impossibles to possibles. It gives a place of touching the hand of God that God needs work through you, with you, and over you. His protection. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say. That's what I'm talking about. We will say to the Lord, you are my refuge. You're my fortress. 1,000 shall come to the side, 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. A multiplication. Here, 1,000, 10,000. The quality, God just does miraculous. We can't even imagine. It's better than a doctor. It's better than a lawyer. It's better because God's bigger, and he wants us to be active in him. It takes place by believing this word and counting the cost. Lay up for yourself not treasured upon earth, for moth and dust doth corrupt, but what lay up your treasure? I count that a treasure. Lay up a treasure. I don't own anything in this world. I have no possessions, but I got riches in him. I got possessions beyond imagination. I don't have any stocks, any bonds, any nothing. But I've got all power because I got him. And it doesn't come for what you own, what you have. It comes in the living reality that he's in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The just shall live by faith. God's here to qualify us for eternity. And we do that by qualifying our life to live in quality with him. Quantity is good if the whole world could accept Jesus Christ, but I'm not sure they will. God so loved the world that the quantity is there. In Joel it says, many are in the valley of decision, the third chapter of Joel. Many are waiting. They'll still be waiting when God comes in the clouds of glory. They're not going to be ready. But God's people need to be ready. You need to be instantly ready. You're walking in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. He's our strength. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly we ask and think according to the power that worketh in you. Now unto him is able to keep you from falling. Present yourself faultless before his presence. Before his presence with exceeding joy. We should be joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He's my way maker. And I want to challenge you out there that you, if Christ be in you, greater is he that's in you than he is the world. God gives you favor and he will walk before you. He'll strengthen you. Oh, hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of might. Put you on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We as God's people, many are weaklings, but they need to be strong. You need to not fall, you need to be strong in him. Yourself, you're a wimp, but with God, all things are possible. There's nothing impossible if you walk in God's shadow. I would like to say that we have to learn to walk in the shadow. He's walking with me. Right now, he's with me. And each step he takes, I'm in that shadow. No ill shall follow me, nor plague come nigh unto my dwelling. Only with mine eyes shall I behold through the reward of the wicked. He shall give his angels charge over me. Come and see the king of he shall give his angels charge over me to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in the hands, lest I dash thy foot against a stone. The pathway of the just is shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. God wants to pave your way. God wants to furnish you. He wants to flood you with great zeal toward him. I pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. I pray that God will touch your hearts. Wherever you are, if you have a problem right now, I pray that you'll believe this day. I pray touch the people out there, that one right now that needs that touch from heaven. Father God, I pray that you'll come down there, touch their hearts. I pray and pronounce healing to the body of people this day, that they'll be changed by the supernatural power of God. Whoever hears his voice, that they're going to be illuminated by the glory. It's done. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, it's done. You're healed. Whatever your desire is, God's going to bring it forth in Jesus' name. Amen. It's going to happen. God's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slack. It's going to happen. Long suffering. God could make this wish come to pass if you believe it. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're believing this prayer will be effective for Emmanuel in Papua New Guinea, who's asked
Amen.
For prayer. We're believing that prayer.
Yeah, Emmanuel, right now we pray for Emmanuel. Father, I pray touch his body. I pray for his blood, for every part of him this day. I pray that you'll touch him from the crown of his head this day, set him apart for your divorce. It'll be for your glory, for God's glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, this one, Father God. Touch him in a mighty way. Touch him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you.